Hello everyone, I hope that you're all well and feeling ready and raring to go with your week of learning ahead. Do you have any other fun or exciting things planned this week? Or maybe you have a quiet week planned. That's okay too. We all need time for a bit of quiet and calm. I wonder how you've got on with last week's word of the week. Can you remember what last week's word was? That's right, last week's word was surreptitious. I wonder how many times you managed to use this word in your conversations or your writing. Have you successfully stored this word in your vocabulary banks, ready to use whenever you might need it? Thank you to everyone that wrote a sentence on their class blog last week. I've really enjoyed reading your adventurous sentences. Regardless of whether they are long or short, they all use the word surreptitious to add depth and accurate description to your writing. It was really difficult to choose again this week, so I handed the choice over to your class teachers. We clearly have lots of budding writers among us, so please keep going with your sentences every week. Now your class teachers have chosen two sentences, one from each class. Here is this week's winning Amazon sentence. The surreptitious cat contemplated either to go through the cat flap or the chimney. After the deluge of rain, it made its choice and slowly went closer to the window until the owner of the house drew the curtains. Well done, Maya. Mrs. Todd likes the way you used last week's word accurately, but also how you applied grammar features that you have been learning recently. Our winning rhyme sentence was, surreptitiously, the monkey stole the bananas, but the monkey was not happy they were rotten. Well done, Maggie. Mrs. Matthews liked the presentation of your sentence, but also the simplicity yet effectiveness of your sentence choice. Well done to both of you, and look out for your prizes in the post. Okay, time for this week's word of the week. Now this week is going to be a little bit different. This week I am going to read you a passage from a story, and at the end of the passage I am going to talk about the word choices on one page in particular. As I read, if you hear any words that you are curious about or just like the sound of, write these down as I read. This might only be one word or it could be several words. Either is fine. Okay, are you sitting comfortably? Do you have a pen and paper in hand? Then I will begin. This passage is taken from Clockwork by Philip Pullman. Once upon a time, when time ran by clockwork, a strange event took place in a little German town. Actually, it was a series of events, all fitting together like the parts of a clock. And although each person saw a different part, no one saw the whole of it. But here it is, as well as I can tell it. It began on a winter's evening, when the townsfolk were gathering in the White Horse Tavern. The snow was blowing down from the mountains, and the wind was making the bells shift restlessly in the church tower. The windows were steamed up. The stove was blazing brightly. Putsy, the old black cat, was snoozing on the hearth, and the air was full of the rich smells of sausage and sauerkraut, of tobacco and beer. Gretel, the little barmaid, the landlord's daughter, was hurrying to and fro with foaming mugs and steaming plates. The door opened, and fat white flakes of snow swirled in to faint away into water as they met with the heat of the parlour. The incomers, Herr Ringelmann, the clockmaker and his apprentice Karl, stamped their boots and shook the snow off their great coats. "It's Herr Ringelmann," said the burgomaster. "Well, old friend, come and drink some beer with me. And a mug for your young, your apprentice." Karl, the apprentice, nodded his thanks and went to sit by himself in a corner. His expression was dark and gloomy. "What's the matter with your young thingamajig?" said the burgomaster. "He looks as if he swallowed a thundercloud." "Oh, I shouldn't worry," said the old clockmaker, sitting down at the table with his friends. "He's anxious about tomorrow. His apprenticeship is coming to an end, you see." "Ah, of course," said the burgomaster. It was the custom that when a clockmaker's apprentice finished his period of service, he made a new figure for the great clock of Glockenheim. So we are to have a new piece of clockwork in the tower. Well, I look forward to seeing it tomorrow. I remember when my apprenticeship came to an end, said Herr Ringelmann. I couldn't sleep for thinking about what would happen when my figure came out of the clock. Supposing I hadn't counted the cogs properly. Supposing the spring was too stiff. Supposing, oh, 1,000 things go through your mind. It's a heavy responsibility. Maybe so, but I've never seen the lad look so gloomy before, said someone else. And he's not a cheerful fellow at the best of times. And it seemed to the other drinkers that Herr Ringelmann himself was a little downhearted, but he raised his mug with the rest of them and changed the conversation to another topic. I read this book in a day as I was completely hooked on the storyline and I honestly could not put it down. It is well worth a read. So, did you note down any words that maybe you haven't heard before or liked the sound of? If you did hear a word that you were unsure of its meaning, I'd like you to find out about this word when you have finished listening to this clip. You could record your findings on the blog if you wish to for others to read. You may have noted down the same word as someone else. Okay, so now I would like us to look at one part from this passage a little bit closer. We're now honing in on the text to explore the vocabulary choices made by the author. You should be able to see this part highlighted on the blog post. Make sure you can see it now. First, I'm going to read this part again. Karl, the apprentice, nodded his thanks and went to sit by himself in the corner. His expression was dark and gloomy. What are your first thoughts about Karl as a character? Does he strike you as a happy soul? Which words help you to understand this character? Yes, I would agree, dark and gloomy. But are these typical word choices for a person or a character? What would we normally use the words dark and gloomy to describe? Maybe the night sky, a winter's day, or a cave, perhaps. But they are not usually words that we would use to describe a person. So, why do you think the author has chosen these words to describe Karl the apprentice? I'd like you to pause the audio now and have a think, or discuss this with someone else. Why do you think the author has made this word choice? My first thoughts were that maybe Philip Pullman, the author, has chosen these words as he wants the reader to compare this character, Karl, to a dark night. Either a night that is calm or stormy, or simply just dull and gloomy. Dark and gloomy are words that we would call synonyms, which means they have a very similar meaning. Pause the audio now and see if you can think of other words that mean the same as dark and gloomy, just off the top of your head. I wonder how many words you came up with. There are lots of fantastic words that mean the same as dark and gloomy. And by using an online thesaurus, you will be able to find many words that I'm sure you would have not yet heard of. Now, I would now like you to think about these other words that could be used to describe this character from the book Clockwork. You have only just met this character, but I think we can already start to build an idea of what he is like, or how he is feeling, or his mannerisms. Do you agree with the author's word choices here? Or do you think you could make alternative word choices to improve this sentence further without changing the meaning? Your challenge this week is to find other words that have the same meaning as dark and gloomy. And from these words that you find, choose your favourite word or words and write them in a sentence on the class blog to describe a character. You could use the character Carl from Clockwork to write your sentence about, or it could be any other person or character. Hopefully that's clear for you, but I have noted your challenges on the blog too. I really look forward to seeing your synonyms this week, because this is a slightly different way that we are trying to learn vocabulary. It's a little bit more over to you, so I'm really excited about this one. Stay safe, everyone. Keep smiling. You are all doing a great job, and we are all so, so proud of each and every one of you. Happy word learning, everyone. Bye-bye.